The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
What an incredible show we put together for you today. I should say Ivy and Sarah put together for you today. I just get to have the fun part of reading it and talking to the folks. But what a rundown. Two members of Congress, an ambassador to the Netherlands, an economist from Hillsdale College, the smartest man in the world coming up, and of course, Ron Rademacher, a guy who can't find his way out of the woods no matter what's going on. All right, Ron, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you today?
I am doing great, my friend. We're headed toward Christmas, and I saw something here. Your first thing here, the snow and ice fishing report, right? Oh, now, Hold on, because you said there's a couple of ways to determine ice thickness. Yeah, there's a couple of ways. Send your fat friend out on the ice. Send the fat guy out first and see if he makes it.
Well, that's old school. You know, it's really not recommended, but that's when we had to fall back on when we lived a little kid. We'd just get my neighbor's little brother.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd tie a rope around him and prod him out there. Yeah. Pretty soon you'd know if the stuff was safe.
Yeah, you tie a rope around him because you like him, right? You know,
so we have to use him again next winter.
Yeah, send the big guy out there first. Ah, looks good. Let's go. Yeah, there you go. So ice is coming into a lot of places. We had a little mild streak here for a day and a half, but that is quickly coming to an end, and snow and cold is on its way.
Yeah, it is, and believe it or not, we've already had three people go through the ice up here in northern Michigan, so it's, you know, it was in jest about using your little brother, but you might want to make sure and check with a snowmobile club or something to make sure the ice is safe to go out on, because it did thaw, and there's some open water out there, but it won't be long. They'll be out there fishing.
Yeah, you know, that's the only thing. The scariest sound in all of the outdoors, and you know that I've traveled the world, I've hunted and fished all over. People listen to the program know I've done that all over the world. The scariest thing that I've ever heard in nature is the sound of ice cracking under your feet. I swear it'll stop your heart every time.
I will tell you that I have done a lot of the same kind of traveling, had many, many adventures, and one of the few things that froze me in place was hearing ice cracking under my feet. You know, you automatically go into panic mode. What do I do now?
Oh, no. Where's the shore? How? When? You start looking around. Okay, which way? Exactly, just like that. Those were the thoughts that ran through my head. Let me go over them again. There they are.
Yeah, we want to be clear on, because some people, the younger generation, will look around for somebody else to blame for it. But in my case, it was just, you know, I forgot to bring my neighbor's little brother with me and have him check it first.
There you go. All right, so what else we got? Let's see. Sailor's Pines. What is Sailor's Pines?
Well, let me tell you about that, because, you know, some people think that there's no old growth forest left in lower Michigan, but this happens to be in Newaygo County. And if you want to go out for a beautiful walk through a beautiful forest in the, you know, when it's snowing out, you just go to the Croton Hardy Dam, and you can, I put a link up on the Steve Gruber page on my website giving directions. This is a stand that's never been cut. It was preserved by William Sailors in honor of his wife, and you can walk through a forest that would look just like it would have in the 1880s.
So there's a legitimate old growth forest, never been cut, and not since white man showed up in Michigan, if you will. How big is this area?
This area is several acres. In fact, you can camp in there. You know, it's a pretty good sized section. I'm going to say it's 300 or 400 yards on the side.
Okay.
And you can walk into the, there's pathways in there, and you can be inside the forest and not be able to see anything else except that you're among these towering pines. And like I said, this is Newaygo County. It's just north of Grand Rapids.
Well, there you go. So you're talking about, it's going to be about 40 acres of woods anyhow, based on what you just gave me. So yeah, it's a nice little chunk, and you can get lost in 40 acres. Heck, I can get lost in 4/10 of an acre, depends on the day. Anyhow, all right.
I didn't want to mention that.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's see. A Christmas Eve sing-along. How about that one?
Yeah, some people still like to do that. This is in Lexington, Michigan. If you've never been, Lexington is over on Lake Huron. And they repurposed the old courthouse, which was going to be torn down a few years ago. A group bought it. They turned it into a winery. And they have an old-time Christmas carol sing-along on December 23rd. You know, there's no charge. Just go on in, have a glass of wine, and join in the singing.
Well, there you go. That sounds like a lot of fun. Escanaba in the Moonlight. By the way, a programming note for those in Escanaba that are not hearing me today, because we've not been there previously. Can't wait till January 1st. We've got some new affiliates to announce here for the program, and those folks in Escanaba will not be able to run or hide from you or I, Ron. We'll tell people more about that after the first of the year. Go ahead and tell me about the tree lighting.
Well, the tree lighting, you know, this is going on all over Michigan. They're having theirs this coming weekend. And I mentioned Escanaba in the Moonlight because that's the old movie, and a lot of people in Escanaba didn't used to like it. But your affiliate will be able to tell you more about this. Coming in February, they're going to have an Escanaba in the Moonlight festival in that town. So not only are they going to have the great giant trees in December, you're welcome to come back when the ice will be surely frozen in February for the Escanaba and the Moonlight Festival.
There you go. That sounds like a good place to get iced. All right. See, what else we got? Oh, something nice and warm inside. How about that? We've done a lot of outside stuff, the snowmobiling, the ice fishing, the tree lighting. What about folks that are like, you know, that's too cold for me?
Well, you know, and there may be one or two, so we don't want to forget them. There are a couple of them here that I particularly enjoy. I just did a tour of the Music House Museum in Acme, and this place has some of the rarest mechanical musical instruments in the world. I put a picture up of the Belgian dance hall organ, which is 30 feet across and 20 feet high.
Wow.
And these things are all, it's one of only 1,500 that were ever manufactured. And these things make fantastic music. If you take the kids in there, they're actually going to love this stuff because they're not going to have seen this kind of musical instruments, how many there are, and none of it is digital. It's all done mechanically.
I got
you. So they're only open until the end of the month or the end of the year, and they are having a great harp and violin concert on the 29th of December. So if you're up in that area, I know there are still tickets available for that, so that should be fantastic.
And you got 10 seconds to tell me about Lake Orion.
Lake Orion, go down to the Palazzo de Bocce, have some Italian food, and play indoor bocce on their indoor bocce courts while you're waiting for your table.
You see how nicely, you only used 6 seconds. I appreciate your brevity. Let's see.
I'll try to improve on that.
Yeah, Ron Rademacher, by the way. Next week, of course, we'll talk about the awesome New Year's Eve events we found all over the state. Look forward to that. Until then, you can find out more about Ron at MichiganBackRoads.com. Now, Ron, if you don't mind, go get lost.
You got it, brother. I'll see you later.
All right, Ron Rademacher, everybody. And trust me, when I say that, he literally goes and gets lost. It's weird. 52 after on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Now a message from Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. Do you believe truth and liberty are under assault in our country today? The Great Lakes Justice Center was founded to defend truth and protect liberty in today's turbulent times. Forces that have no concern for our nation, our Constitution, and our God-given inalienable rights are attacking our liberties every day. Go to GreatLakesJC.org now to find the resources you need regarding current cultural issues to equip yourself and defend truth.